Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, it's not like the North Cougars don't know that they have another huge assignment in front of them Friday night. I mean, they've already played 6th-ranked Columbus East and 6th-ranked Columbus North. And to add a little extra spice, Friday night it's the main rival, the South Panthers of Coach Mo, in high gear offensively, defensively, going into this 52nd annual meeting Friday night in Martin Memorial. Game 2 of the young conference season for the Purple and White, and as healthy as they have been, especially in that interior offensive line.
I do feel like we're starting to get a little bit better up front, and you know, we've got kids that can make plays, and you know, Gavin's probably as good as there is out there, so you know, if we can protect a little bit, we got a chance.
You know, since the 21-point salvo there and the early going of that first quarter that Brownsburg put on you, now you've given up only 33 over the last 10 quarters. Talk about what you're seeing.
No question, and you know, really last Friday I thought, you know, we gave up some yards, Joe, but to be honest with you, we had our starters out in the fourth quarter, and I would say a third or half of their stats came during that time. For the most part, we shut them down. And, you know, they scored with 5 seconds to go in the game, basically. And so I just thought Friday was probably our best game defensively because, as you said earlier, it was Bloomington South football. We took the ball away 3 times. 2 of them prevented them from scoring. The other one led to a touchdown for us. And, you know, we always talk when our defense takes the ball away from our opponents, we've got a great opportunity.
Well, Coach Mo, and well, statistically, it didn't look good a year ago either for the North Siders, who lost a 14-7 at South. A little bit later, we'll have Scott Bless. A little bit later tonight, NFL Thursday Night Football. The opening game of the season, Carolina-Denver pregame at 7:45, kick around 8:30. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
You know, a year ago about this time, heavily favored South and North battled to a scoreless second half in that regular season meeting. The Panthers' lead of 14-7 that held up at half held on to win the game. In the sectional semifinal in November, a game for the first half, South led 21-13, but then the Cougars didn't score in the second half. So now, Scott Bless, this 2016 matchup tomorrow
with
night.
With a young team, and really with any team, you know, you've got to look for improvement from 1 week to the next, and we definitely had that last week. You know, I think the effort we put out there last week is going to win a lot of games. We were up against a great team. Really liked how we came out and played from the get-go. Played with confidence. But as far as playing fast, playing with good technique, playing through the whistle, playing at speed, you know, I think we did all of that. You know, I think this team is still in the belief that they're going to be a good team. And, you know, they understand that it is a process, and I think they understand the process, and they're still coming out fighting.
We talk about emotion. How do you see this one?
Well, you know, I think it's going to be a battle cliche, but it's going to be one at the line of scrimmage. You know, they are always going to be technically sound. They're going to play downhill football. We've got to match that with our offense. Defensively, we've got to be in attack mode and you know, not try to stand up and find the football. Fill our gap, play the defense the way it's drawn up, and when it comes down to it, whoever comes out relaxed and performs, that's going to be the difference.
Well, we'll see how this script is written tomorrow night. Cougar head coach Scott Bless. Our coverage with both coaches, Ian Mo Moriarty, at 6:30 on Friday night. Kickoff at 7 from Martin Memorial. Carolina and Denver kick things off in the NFL. Mile High City tonight. Pregame at 7:45. I'm Joe Smith.